Welcome back inside the Didsbury Memorial Complex, where we're getting set for the second period of play here between the Mountain View Colts and the Airdrie Tech Mission Thunder. You're, of course, listening to Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services Mountain View Colts hockey right here on 96.5 CKFM. It's Baron Vic Luster joined ringside by Galen Harpikson on the charity game for the Mountain View Colts. It's all in support of the Motorcycle Ride for Dad, and we're happy to be alongside with it.
It's a great night to hear again the silent auction items on the curling rink side here of the Didsbury Memorial Complex on the concourse. Here come the coaches for the Mountain View Colts. We're getting closer to second period action here tonight, but we'll see if the Colts can surpass the $23,000 that was raised for this great cause by this organization last year, and they're trying to beat the all-time record, which was $40,000 one season, so we'll see how they do when this one finishes up tonight. Gil Enns from the Rural Alberta chapter of Motorcycle Ride for Dad will be out there on the ice along with a few other representatives from that organization, and they'll have a big check out there, and they'll see how the Colts do here. And again, a reminder that this year the Ride for Dad is coming up on June 22nd, and it was neat to have a conversation with Gil here just as we ran into him into the rink tonight, Baron, and just hearing how that organization got started, by happenstance, just meeting a couple other people that were bike enthusiasts, motorcycle enthusiasts there in 2007, 2008, and then the organization has been up and running since 2009, and again over the years the Mountain View Colts are getting close to coming to the $250,000 mark raised since running this charity game in 2009. Overall, since 2009, the Rural Alberta Motorcycle Ride for Dad, the chapter here in Central Alberta, has raised $1.1 million for the fight against prostate cancer. That's just incredible for a Central Alberta small town organization.
No kidding, it's really impressive stuff, and the players really, it means a lot to them as well, as they've taken the initiative this year. They've set the goal of raising $1,500 per player. Of course, that's a lofty goal. We'll see if they get to those expectations, but if they get anywhere near Galen, then they are doing a whole lot of good for a lot of men battling prostate cancer out there.
And the Mountain View Colts in this game here tonight, taking the energy from the building and using that to build up a 2-0 lead by the 7.5-minute mark of the first period. They get the first goal in the Heritage Junior Hockey League for rookie defenseman Ashton Rock at 5-8-18 from Hayden Parks and Simon Leishner. And then a 5-on-3 power play goal, the 14th goal of the season for Stephen Bell. The third power play goal of the season for him. That was set up by Peyton Rothenbusch and Wyatt Bailey.
We have got a special presentation out on the ice right now as Mountain View Colts volunteer and, of course, community member Gord Krebs is taking the mic now, and there's going to be a special presentation. Peyton Rothenbusch out there as well. Try to listen along as well as we can here. So it's a special presentation out on the ice to past president and longtime volunteer of the Mountain View Colts, Keith Klink. Of course, sons Ryan and Allen both played for the Mountain View Colts for a number of years and have set a number of scoring records with the club as well. But Keith has done a lot of work behind the scenes, setting game days up, organizing volunteers, making sure the team has sponsors. And put a lot of his own blood, sweat, and tears into this organization, and he's presented with a special autographed jersey by the entire team. A special moment there for someone who's done a lot for this organization, Galen.
And in this community for many years, many of you will also know him from Hildebrand Motors and a long career in the area there as well. But great guy. We've had many, many conversations with him over the years, and certainly enjoyed watching one of his sons be able to be part of the 2016 championship team there in Ryan Klink.
Absolutely. Link family has been around this organization for the better part of at least a decade now, and they will continue to do so as Ryan's a volunteer in the box as we speak. As we're back into action here at the DMC, Colts up 2-0 after that opening first period, and back at it as Bartlett is going to take the offensive zone. His shot's wide of the target, wraps around the wall. Penoyer's going to pick it up for Airdrie, but is quickly bumped off his stick. Some forecheck pressure there by Bartlett, and he continues relentlessly in the offensive zone looking for the puck, but eventually Penoyer's going to settle it down and give it to LaGranger. A little bit of room here for Airdrie to try to work it out of their zone. Battle for it now in the neutral zone. Chapman is going to bump it back. A little bit of room there for LaGranger, but ran out of space. Now Bell has an option, but ran out of space himself. Chapman's going to pick up a loose change and pump it off the glass and down low. Stoddard will quickly reverse it, but that one's too sharp there for Bailey, who overskates it. Now a sharp angle shot. Bit of a ricochet out front, and gathering it is Bell. Slides it over for Bailey now on his forehand, a long cross-ice feed. Going to take a bank there, looking to spring Bell. Couldn't quite get to him as Lucas will collect. D-to-D action with LaGranger. Passes it over to Sandu, a little tough to handle for him, and it's poked off the stick by Rothenbusch and gets it down low. Rothenbusch and his line mates will peel off for a change. Meanwhile, in the offensive zone, exiting here is Airdrie with Penoyer bumping it forward to Sandhu. Sandhu now poke checking, a sliding shot towards the goal. Looked like a nice toe drag shot there. Collision with Lott in front, and now a sharp angle shot is steered aside off the stick of Ellis. Ellis will negate and give it towards Richardson. Richardson drops off for Leishner. Leishner has it bumped off his stick into the corner. They go right wing side, a battle for it along the wall as Parks is going to look to get it down low. Parks will give it to Leishner, and Leishner on the back end, out front for Richardson, who stuffs it home. The Colts go up 3-0.
It is Cohen Richardson. Period number two to make that a 3-0 lead.
Averaging 1.1 points per game as a rookie skater, Cohen Richardson has really come to life this season for the Mountain View Colts and looks to be a scoring threat for years to come. Colts up 3-0 here at the Royal Alberta Ride for Dad charity game. It's a charity night, of course, for the Mountain View Colts. They look to do one annually, and it's always in support of Ride for Dad. Looking to raise lots of money here as Airdrie is looking to answer back after going down 3-0. Couple of shots there wide of the target. Wraps it around the wall. Room for Hayden Parks to try to exit out. Left wing side battled in, stays in. Jones on the back end. His feed through the slot avoids everyone, and the Colts will have a little bit of room to get out of the zone. Richardson, goal scorer, takes it in. Left wing side gets about as far as the hash marks before he's turned around. Airdrie's going to send it back the length of the ice. No icing, though, as Lott will stop up and give it to his D partner. It's Labbe, slides it across. Myram now, a little bit of breathing room on his forehand. Likes to go up the wall with it. Can't quite connect with Leishner. Now it's behind the Colts' goal. Myram will poke it forward. Labbe in a bit of a spin zone there as Pickens is going to get to him first, give him a bump. Now Myram with a little bit of room to exit. Quickly poked off his stick, however, is putting the pressure on here is Airdrie. Terpstra looking for it. So too is Jones. Battle for it now along the wall. Terpstra still looking for it in behind the Colts' goal now. Bumped off the puck. Room for Richardson to play it off the glass. And Razin can't quite get the one-timer to go for him. So that's going to go through his legs and down the ice. No icing here against the Colts. They'll get a change in as Hewitt puts the pressure on. Razin, Sandhu now a little bit of room to work his way up through the neutral zone. Takes a bump. Terpstra is going to assist that puck down low. But it's a delayed call coming up. And the Mountain View Colts are going to find themselves shorthanded.
Along the near side boards, we had a hit thrown there, and one of the Thunder players went down. And what is the infraction going to be here? Interference is going to go against Biggin. So a power play chance for the Airdrie Thunder after they fall behind a 3-0 here on the 23rd goal of the season from Cohen Richardson. Simon Leishner picked up an assist on that. That gives him 2 assists in the game here tonight. This will be the first power play chance of the evening for the Thunder.
And the Thunder power play has been a strong suit this season, running right at 20.71%. They're fourth in the Heritage Junior Hockey League on average. LeGrandier off that faceoff win, tries to center it in front here. Sturton on the backhand, he fires it home. Airdrie has life, it's 3-1.
The Thunder able to capitalize just 10 seconds into this power play, so the goal comes here in the first period at the at the 3:28 mark, and the Airdrie Thunder have now got power play goals in 3 of the 4 meetings with the Colts this season. They came into this one 4-for-14 on the power play, going 2-for-8, 2-for-4, and 0-for-2. And now they're 1-for-1 tonight, and they get back into this game quickly.
It's Jack Turton's 6th goal of the season, and that does give Airdrie a little bit of life here. 16:32 remaining as we've resumed play. Shots 20-13 in favor of Mountain View. Airdrie in possession in their own zone after that opening face-off. LeGrandier D-to-D play now. Lucas with a little bit of room. Pressure from Heistead. An outlet pass through the neutral zone. Penoyer will pick up and get it down low. Right wing side. Mitch McDermott back to recover. Wraps it around the wall for Rock. Rock will quickly outlet up the wall. Nice pass through the neutral zone. Heistead just couldn't hang on to that one. Now a little bit of pressure put on by Ellis. Ellis on his bum trying to put one out front for Heistead. Almost did so, but overskates it. Now into the corner they go. Penoyer looking to poke it away, but quickly getting there is McDermott, who fires the shot just wide of the target. All the way from the point, gathering is LeGrandier. He'll send it up the wall. Rock gets there first, one times it on net, and it's gloved down by White, who hangs on with 15:47 to go in the second.
Justin LeGrandier and Reed Chalmers pick up the assists on, as Barron said, the 6th goal of the season for Turton and the Airdrie Thunder. 1-for-1 on the power play, back in this game, trailing 3-1 here as we approach the 5-minute mark of period 2.
Colts looking for a response here. They put the big line over the boards. This head coach Dan Visser with Wyatt Bailey digging in for this faceoff. He'll win it, but it's picked up quickly by Hartnell for the Airdrie Tech Mation Thunder. He'll advance the puck only to the attacking blue line. Dished off. Now Black will pick up the loose change, get it down low for Airdrie, who will look to establish a forecheck. Poking away at a loose puck, battle for it out of the corner. Taniguchi is going to find it first, send it towards the goal, ricochet up and wide, and now eventually finds its way back into the slot, and gathering is Peyton Rothenbusch. He'll give it over for Stephen Bell, who gets around the defender but loses possession in the neutral zone. It's turned up as Sandu is going to skate it back in the offensive zone for Airdrie. Looks to cut across the middle, couldn't quite pull the trigger. Now through the middle, looking to outlet was Wyatt Bailey. He will hit his man in stride, and now a three-on-one developing as a cross-ice pass from Rothenbusch is on the money for Bell. Big rebound out front. Stoddard tried to fire one towards the goal. Now it's loose in the slot again as Bailey picks up and fires, and that one is blocked wide. Airdrie finds it, puts it off the glass, and they'll have a little bit of breathing room, but this is going to go all the way for an icing call against a couple of great A chances for the Mountain View Colts.
You're listening to Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM. Hard work gets you a reputation that people trust for over 47 years. That has been Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services. They're proud supporters of the Mountain View Colts. Stephen Bell gets stopped on the one-time try on the three-on-one, and then Stoddard had a rebound chance, but White equal to the task on both.
Stephen Bell has scored tonight on a one-timer. That was a power play goal set up by Wyatt Bailey and almost hit Pater twice. And neutral zone play now as that puck was lofted out of the zone by Airdrie. Picking up the loose change here is Hayden Parks. Sees a lane right wing side. He's going to take it. Fires his way into both the hash marks. Board battle now as he will chip it down low behind the Airdrie goal. Cohen Richardson is there to meet it. Parks will come and help him out. Parks will peel away with the puck now. Right wing side looking for a little bit of options but doesn't find one. Hooked up. No call coming, and Sandu is going to exit. Room here for Taniguchi, runs into a bit of a wall there at neutral ice, and now it's turned up as Myram is going to enter the zone offensively for Mountain View. Dishes off. Here's Richardson, who fires it on. That was a good offensive look and a better save from Austin White.
So Cohen Richardson, as we mentioned, got his 23rd goal of the season here in this second period. Held off the score sheet last night. Before that, he had a five-game point streak with five goals and two assists for 7 points in there. Again, up to 23 goals on the season and 38 points in 34 games.
Offensive zone draw is a scramble. Eventually trickles out. Labby's going to have to race, hold the line. He does so successfully and pounds it back deep. Hawk first to recover for Airdrie. Wraps it around the wall. Gives a little bit of room for Ethan Razin. Razin has to turn around, trying to escape the check of Kai Biggin. Gives it to Turton. Turton is going to float it into the neutral zone, giving chase to Chalmers, but he's not going to be able to get there in time as Myram will win that race. Turns it up, however. Now down the wall comes Jack Turton. Tries to peel it out of the corner. Doesn't do so successfully. Bit of a battle for it now as Hewitt's involved, but digging away is Airdrie. Turnover in the neutral zone. Poking away at that puck was Myram. He'll get it to the red line. A centering pass is broken up there by the stick of Hewitt. Now eventually trickles back to Airdrie. Razin with a little bit of room to try to enter the zone. Can't do so successfully, but now has it back on his stick after a turnover from Mountain View. He'll send one cross-ice diagonally. That one lands at the feet of Myram. Myram will play it up the left wing wall. That one's a little too hot to handle for Kai Biggin, who had it hop over his stick. Now it's turned up back the other way for Airdrie. End-to-end neutral zone action here as neither team can really establish possession right now. Razin will try to fire it. Diagonal pass is intercepted by Myram. Myram will pick it up. Left wing side skated in, but he's caught offside, says the linesman, with 12:53 to go in the second.
When you need a new or used vehicle, head to Hildebrand Motors. Their service center is open Monday to Saturday with easy booking online. Hildebrand Motors, a proud supporter of the Mountain View Colts. And we'll also mention Didsbury Value Drug Mart. Don't miss the all-winter wear. 25% off sale at Didsbury Value Drug Mart. Includes gloves, mitts, tubes, scarves, neck warmers, and even hand warmers. Didsbury Value Drug Mart.
Neutral zone draw is won by Airdrie. They win it back with Barrett, who has a nice headman pass up the wall for Chapman. Chapman, right wing side, works his way into the middle, a centering pass, and they score! Airdrie's cut the lead to 3-2.
On the season, the Airdrie Thunder came into tonight with just two players in double digits in goals this season, Tanner Chapman being one of them. He's now got his 11th, and he's got his team right back in this, trailing 3-2. The goal comes at the 7:20 mark here, so the Airdrie Thunder, after being down 3-0, get a power play goal, and now Chapman on a rush up the ice, able to squeak one in, and they are within one.
Yeah, the Airdrie captain managed to rush the puck up the ice, fires one towards the goal, and I believe he might have had the last touch there. We'll get the official scoring for you in a matter of moments. And meanwhile, on the ice, it's 3-2. A 3-0 lead turned to 3-2. The Colts looking to hang on here in the second period. And the Rural Alberta Motorcycle Ride for Dan Charity Game Night at the DMC. Play resumes in the neutral zone. Both teams looking for the puck as Wyatt Bailey is going to find it and whack it into the offensive zone. First one down there is Stephen Bell looking to establish a forecheck, but D-to-D action as LeGranger has a lane out of the zone, but quickly intercepted by Rothenbusch. Gets a stick on that and pokes it into the offensive corner. Terps are trying to exit. It's worked off his stick. Rothenbusch finds it, fires one on. Big rebound there and overskating as Bailey had a chance there. Looking for the puck here is the Colts. It squirts out into the neutral zone, gathering his Bell. Nice pass through the middle. Hits Bailey. Touch pass to Rothenbusch. Rothenbusch on a 2-on-1 for Stoddard, who fires it. And a pad save made by White. In transition, Airdrie looking to exit. Right wing side. A little bit of room here for Pernoyer, who's going to skate it into the right wing corner. Now behind the Mountain View goal, a backhand centering pass out to Lucas at the point, who fans on it. Terpstra will find it in the corner, trying to center that, but a good battle there by McDermott. Can't get it out of the zone, though. Long shot comes from Lucas. That doesn't quite make it towards the goal. In the slot, they'll find it, and firing it home is Pickens, who's tied the game at 3.
The Airdrie Thunder have responded here after the Mountain View Colts went up 3-0 at the 1:43 mark of this period. The Thunder get a power play goal at 3:28, get an even strength goal at 7:20, and now here at the 8:38 mark, they have tied the game. It is a thunderous onslaught after the Colts looked like they were in firm control of this game.
There's a lot of stunned faces around the DMC right now, a sold-out crowd, and we've got a brand-new hockey game after the Colts see a 3-0 lead slip away for the second consecutive weekend, Galen. It was last Saturday in Sylvan Lake that the Colts went up 3-0, only to watch Sylvan Lake score 9 unanswered goals in a 9-3 loss, and here on home ice, it looks like history is repeating itself.
Ryder Terpstra is going to get the assist on the goal by Rody John Pickens that ties the game at 8:38, so a minute and 18 seconds after they made it 3-2 on the goal off the stick of Tanner Chapman with the assist on that one from Will Barrett. They have tied it at 3.
Neutral zone play now after that neutral zone draw. Scramble for it. Both teams looking for it. The Colts will whack into the offensive zone. Fake clearance, but Hayden Parks is going to put some pressure on the D-man and win possession away. Backhand feed out for Richardson, who has Bartlett now on the point. Fires a long shot through. White wasn't sure where that one was, but it was wide of the goal. Now through the middle. Airdrie looking to exit, but Richardson is going to intercept that right at the logo. Battle for now. Both teams looking for it. It's Pernoyer on the back end who's going to shovel it deep. Stoddard will stomp up out of his own zone, looking to advance, but Lucas breaks that up in the neutral zone. Now it comes back to Stoddard, though. Battle for it. Richardson. Cross ice speed's a good one for Parks. Tries to make the move around his man. Looking to plow through him is Simon Leister. Now pick up loose danger. Richardson out front is Leister, who scores! The Colts go up 4-3 with Simon Leister.
Huge response. It's Cohen Richardson's shot that is a tough one for Austin White. He could not handle the rebound, and Simon Leichner's got himself a three-point night, Baron. He's got two assists, and now he's got a goal, and it's a huge response when the Colts needed it most. They're up 4-3.
Not bad at all for a defenseman turned forward. Leichner has been on fire tonight. Three-point effort and restores the Colts' lead here. End-to-end furious action between these two HJHL North Division rivals.
I can't understate how important that goal is for the Mountain View Colts after the last couple weeks and the way things have gone sideways and they haven't been able to respond.
Here comes Airdrie though with Hartnell firing one on and a brief 2-on-1 off that faceoff, but Lott closes the door.
In the last game that I was alongside you for here on January 27th, we got a great game back and forth with the High River Flyers, but then the Flyers, after the Colts went up 3-2, went on to go up 8-3. Then obviously you touched on last week in Sylvan Lake, and then here tonight seeing a 3-0 lead slip away to get that fourth goal back. Simon Leichner plays hero tonight.
Absolutely he does. A huge key role, and we're just approaching the halfway point of this hockey game. A classic so far, and the Rural Dad Ride for Dad charity game. A scramble out front, thrown towards the goal by Airdrie. Big scramble. About six players involved, but eventually the puck squirts into the corner. Picking it up there as Jones tries to center it out front. Can't do so successfully. Sandu involved as well. His centering pass, a big scramble out front as Wyatt Bailey is going to have to poke it away this time. Bailey will meet the puck in the corner and first float it up into the neutral zone. Now we've got a whistle at center ice, and we will get a change coming up for Mountain View, and we'll see where this faceoff comes, Galen.
For Simon Leichner, it's his sixth goal of the season, but like I said, it's not necessarily how many, it's how important the timing is of when you get them, especially after a 3-0 lead slipped away. So he gets the Colts back out in front, 4-3. Cohen Richardson picking up the assist on that one at 9:41.
course, that comeback started with an Airdrie power play goal. They scored three to make it 3-3. It's now 4-3 in favor of the Mountain View Colts, thanks to Simon Leishner. 9:30 remaining in the second as the Colts get it into the offensive zone. Quickly regrouping, though, is Barrett for Airdrie, but he'll float one off the back end into the netting, and we'll have an offensive zone draw coming up for Mountain View.
Yeah, and again, for the Airdrie Thunder, that Jack Turton goal that came on the power play, he's now got 6 goals on the season, 3 of them on the power play, and here we hit our broadcast timeout for period at number 2 with a 4-3 hockey game here. So after the Colts up 2-0 after 1, then going into this second period, they score at 1:43, the 23rd goal of the season for Cohen Richardson. That makes it 3-0 from Simon Leishner. But then, as we've said, Jack Turton gets the goal at 3:28 on the power play for the Airdrie Thunder there to get them on the board. And then they tie things up thanks to 2 goals in a minute and 18 seconds. The first one for Tanner Chapman, and the other one in that sequence that tied the game from Rody John Pickens. And then Simon Leishner with his 6th of the season from Cohen Richardson puts the Colts back out in front at 9:41. So just a minute and 3 seconds after the Airdrie Thunder got to level, Leishner puts the Colts back out in front.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, psychologically, that's got to be a huge goal for the Colts, who have seen a couple of leads evaporate and now are trying to hang on here on a special night at the DMC.
And again, as we mentioned, that January 27th game, they're up 3-0 here against High River. High River winds up scoring 6 straight goals last week in Sylvan Lake. They're up 3-0. Sylvan Lake finishes the game with 9 unanswered goals. So having a response, just so huge, Barron.
Off the faceoff, it's won back by Mountain View, and a long point shot from Stoddard is swallowed up by White.
And White makes a big save there off a faceoff win for the Parks line here for the Mountain View Colts, which again, Richardson and Leishner having big nights offensively here. Richardson with a goal and assist, Leishner with a goal and 2 assists.
It's Richardson this time who loses the draw out. Now Airdrie with LeGrandier, a little bit of room to exit, but that floating pass through the middle won't be called icing. Now an opportunity for Jones to get there, and he'll whack at the puck and eventually ends up out of play. So a draw coming up here, and looks like it's going to stay in the Colts' end.
On the road, making miles through Western Canada since 1963. When you need it hauled, call Dick's Trucking in Didsbury. And we'll also mention Bylow Foods, fresh, local, and there for the community, because it's their community too. Bylow Foods in Didsbury, proud supporters of the Mountain View Colts.
Off that offensive zone draw, a scramble for it, and a long point shot from LeGrandier is gloved down by Lott, who's seen enough.
Mountain View Colts on home ice here, and again, the crowd continues to fill up. Our side of the bleachers here down to my left is really a lot more full than it was on the January 27th game when we were here. And again, overall tonight, another save right off this faceoff, so another quick whistle here. But overall here tonight, this has got to be a night that this whole organization is very proud of.
Probably the biggest one on the calendar for the Mountain View Colts. They've got a silent auction happening right across from us on the concourse. There's Pledge Player happening as well, so come on down, see what it's about. Still plenty of hockey around. Off that draw, it's a shot by Turton, who I believe hit the mask of Lott, and that will trickle into the corner. Now a battle before it behind the Mountain View net, and there's a high sticking call coming up as trying to lift the stick was Richardson and got underneath his man, so that will be an infraction against the Colts, and a power play coming up here for Airdrie.
So the Airdrie Thunder, after tying this one up at 3, ball behind 4-3, a minute 3 later, but now we're still near the midway mark of this hockey game. 8:46 left to go in the second period of play. They get a chance to go back to the power play. The Thunder on the season are right in behind the Colts in 4th on the power play this season. They got 29 power play goals, operating at just over 20%, 20.71% so far.
Power play has been a pretty strong suit for the Techmation Thunder, and they've already hit pay dirt once tonight. Would need a big response now. Taniguchi will fire one from the sharp angle. It's steered aside there by Lott. Comes back to Taniguchi now. Out to the point man, Black. Black back to Taniguchi. Has a little bit of room there on the half wall. Gets around McDermott and gets it down low for Chalmers. On the forehand, we'll dish it off. LeGrandier will step in. Option down low is the D-man. Now Taniguchi back out at the point. Fans on the pass, but does advance it over. Here's a chance for Turton on the back end, and it's gloved down by Lott, who will hang on. No rebound available, and only 8:15 to go in the second.
And the Colts, 85%, 4th overall in the league on the penalty kill this season. They've given up 24 goals coming into tonight, and then one more here in the Thunder's first power play chance. So the Thunder are 5-15 against the Colts this season. So 5 of the 25 goals the Colts have allowed this season have come to the Airdrie Thunder in these 4 games.
That's an interesting tidbit, as they've won possession off the offensive zone draw. LeGrandier on the point tries to feather one through, but that's off the shin pads of Austin. In possession, though, is Taniguchi for Airdrie. We'll get it to LeGrandier. Down low for Jones. Looking to feed Turton, but comes out to Taniguchi at the point. And that's steered aside by Lott. Bad save made. Into the corner it goes. Battle for it now. Two players involved. Airdrie will dig it away, though. As that was Chalmers on the cross-ice feed. Won't quite connect. Good stick by Corbin Ray. He advances the puck into the offensive zone. Ray has to give chase, though, as he drops his stick. And now a little bit of room there for Barrett, who hits LeGrandier in stride. 3-on-2 developing in the offensive zone. LeGrandier makes a move around one. Colt, but he's stripped of the puck. And they'll send it the length of the ice. I believe that was Parks getting in the way. Only about 40 seconds of power play time remaining here for Airdrie. They have scored on their first opportunity of the evening. And now a little bit of room for Tyson Sandu to work his way in the offensive zone. Right wing side, a centering pass is broken up there by Rock, and they're going to exit the zone as well. The Colts will get it clear with just 25 seconds of power play time remaining here for Airdrie. Hawk is going to have to headman it. Left wing side, in possession, they'll gain the blue line, top of the circle now, looking for an option. We'll wrap it around the wall, around the Colts' end, and Chapman will recover. Chapman's cross-ice speed is a bit of an angle on that one, and will exit the zone, so Hawk has to recover. Hawk right wing side, a little bit of move, room to maneuver rather, as he works his way left wing side cross ice. Power play about to expire here as we are back to even strength at the DMC. Colts 1-for-2 on the power, PK rather, so far tonight. 2-for-1, I should say. Battle for it now as Pennoyer is involved along with Hewitt, and Hewitt is going to elevate that puck down the ice, gets a deflection, so no icing coming up as Hayden Parks is the first forward. Down to recover is Hawk, and he'll wrap it around the wall. Can't get it out of the zone, however, as he's at the end of his shift. Pennoyer is there to assist him. He'll play it off the wall for Sandu. No touch, or pardon me, there is a touch. There will be no icing here as the Colts will have to exit the zone. Rock fires one through the middle. Tanner Austin can't hang on to it. Over the Colts logo now, a battle for it as Carter Hewitt pokes it away. It looks to make a move around his man. He stood up there by Lucas. Lucas with a nifty defensive play will free the puck up now. Pennoyer a little bit of room to exit. A pass through the middle broken up there. Tanner Austin looking to poke at it and looking to go after it now in the offensive corner. Lucas set up Hewitt. Back to Rocket comes. Now Austin will fire it on. His shot is wide of the target. Back out front it comes. Battle in the slot for it. Both teams digging away. Poking at that puck is Kai Biggin. Hewitt will turn. Fire one. And that is a high riser. And will come all the way out of the zone. No icing call coming up. It's going to head all the way back to Lott. Takes a funny bounce though off the corner. And McDermott has to be quick to exit. Sends it up the wall. Dishes for Tanner Austin. Austin will move it forward for Heistad, who just can't hang on to that one, and trickles over his stick and into the offensive zone. Back to recover first is LeGrandier for Airdrie. Send it up the wall. Terpstra now a nifty pass through the zone. Neutral zone play as Pickens has it. Left wing side. Jump on his man from the backhand. Tried to pull it to the forehand. He's drawn a call against, and Airdrie is going to go right back to the power play.
Well, it's unfortunate after a good shift there for the fourth line for the Mountain View Colts. Tanner Austin in particular was very tenacious in the offensive zone. He's having a good night here tonight, the Carstairs product. But in the end, in the back check here, it's the Colts that wind up getting a hooking call that goes against Rock. And so the Airdrie Thunder, 1-for-2 on the power play here so far tonight. And as I mentioned on the season, now 5-for-16 against the Mountain View Colts. We'll get another chance here as we go down to 5:05 left to go in the period.
So third opportunity of the evening coming up now for Airdrie, and they have possession, but a centering pass is broken up by Stephen Bell, and in the slot he'll send it the length of the ice. Right back to White, who stops up behind his own goal. Centering pass out of the zone is Jones. Jones' right wing side will gain the blue line, but it's quickly bumped off his stick. Some good effort there from Stephen Bell. Still putting some pressure on his man there, and then gives a solid hit as well. As in possession is Airdrie. They have found it, and they found the offensive zone as well. Jack Turton skates away from some pressure. Dishes cross ice for Black. Winds, fires. That one's wide of the target, but will settle down in behind the Colts' goal. Stoddard in a battle alongside Chalmers. Chalmers is going to lift the stick and come away with it only briefly, though, as coming to the wall is Leishner trying to free things up. We'll give it a little bit of room for Stoddard to wrap it around the wall. Can't exit, though. Now Stoddard will get to that puck again and finally chop it down the ice. Good effort there from the PK. Colts looking for a wholesale change, all four killers. They won't quite get that change done as Barrett is going to headman quickly into the offensive zone. Chapman dishes off Barrett with a little bit of room on the point. Feathers one through, looking for the redirect, couldn't find it. Falls right to Corbin Ray, who whacks it down the length of the ice. Approaching 30 seconds of power play time remaining here for Airdrie. Zandu will set up behind his own net. A little bit of room here. Chapman has a lane. Left wing side will get it down low. Airdrie looking to establish the forecheck and set up a last second power play here as they have found possession down low. Looking to set things up, Barrett. Looks to weave around his man. Hewitt putting the pressure on. So too is Ray. Hawk has it. Fanning on the pass, but it does manage to get across. And Barrett rips a one-timer into a set of shin pads. Coming down again for the block is Lambe, who does so successfully. I beg your pardon, that was Tanner Austin. Austin on the PK, but in possession still is Airdrie. A centering pass out into the slot. Putting pressure on here is Ray, looking to spring his man on the breakaway out of the box. Back to even strength here. Good killing from the Mountain View Colts. Airdrie falls to 1-for-3 tonight on the power play. They will gain the offensive zone again, though, as Bartlett has to be sharp here to exit. Can't quite do so cleanly. Now Sandu in possession on the backhand. Fires it home. What a goal from Sandu. And we're back even at 4-piece.
He has been one of the more dangerous Airdrie Thunder players all night long. And he's rewarded here with his 5th goal of the season. And how does he only have 5 goals with hands like that? Goes right around after the turnover and a quick little move to the backhand and then shelf right up under the bar.
There is maybe a 1-foot by 1-foot area there for him to put it home, and on the backhand, stretching out, manages to do so. That was quite the nifty goal scored, and it's been a great game so far end to end, and we're right back to even 4-4 at the DMC. 2:40 remaining in this second period, and Airdrie right off that draw gets it back in the offensive zone. Colts looking for a response. Once again, it's Hayden Parks. Offensive zone, carries it in right wing side. Turns away from a check. Some pressure put on there by Penoyer. Coming to his aid is Simon Leischer, and he'll free things up for Richardson. Sharp angle shots off the side of the goal. Will settle down right of it, and then battling away is Parks. So too involved here is Black. Black left wing side will get it out. Black will get it into the offensive zone. Now turning away for some pressure here is Blake Stoddard. Stoddard left wing side will carry it up over the blue line. He comes in the high slot, still has it, and gets a quality scoring chance and a good arm save made by Austin White.
Well, the Colts nearly had another quick response there, but Austin White able to flash out the right arm, the blocker side there, and deflect that one up and out of play to keep us tied 4-4 with 1:59 to go before the second intermission.
Good game here at the DMC. The Colts have seen a 3-0 lead turn into 3-3, only to take the lead at 4-3. Now back at 4-4 here. Late stages of the second period. Defensive zone draw for Airdrie eventually is won out. They squeak it into the neutral zone. Big battle between Rock and his man. Eventually, puck trickles by him. Now, odd man rush developing, but Jones overskates it. Chalmers down low in the corner, trying to send it back up to his man, but eventually Colts will gather with Jay Heistead. Finds Carter Hewitt, has a lane, right wing side, will fire a shot on, and White will swallow it up and hang on with 1:34 in the second.
I'll remind you that the Tire Shop, they've got the team and the Tire Shop to suit all your tire needs and more. The Tire Shop, a proud supporter of the Mountain View Colts. And we are a minute 34 away from our second intermission. The Colts, again, have outshot the Airdrie Thunder in all three meetings coming into tonight, going 2-1 so far in the season and outshooting them here 33-21. But the goals are all level at 4-apiece.
Offensive zone draw. The Colts looking for possession with Wyatt Bailey. About a minute 30 to go here in the offensive zone, looking for it, but Chapman's going to dig it away for Airdrie. Sandu, the goal scorer, just tied things up at 4. Will advance it forward. Here's an opportunity. Hartnell back to Sandu, and on the backhand from the same spot he scored from, just fans on it. Now we'll turn and fire a forehand shot on, and swallowing that up is Brock Lott.
Stephen Bell was right in his hip pocket that time, making it difficult to make that move. He did wind up getting his 6th goal of the season there, at 17:15, and that was credited as an unassisted goal after the Colts turnover.
At the left wing dot, it's won back by Airdrie. Offensive zone pressure now as Sandu has a hard pass out to his point man. That was Hawk, and now Hawk, a little bit of pressure there from Rothenbusch, but does hold the zone. Now Chapman looking to center a pass, and Stoddard gets in the way of that. Chapman will find the loose change, however, and get it down low for Airdrie, looking to establish a forecheck. Wyatt Bailey involved in this board battle, trying to get it out of the zone, but holding it in is Razin. Fires one towards the goal. Less than a minute to play here in the second period as Mountain View has found it through the neutral zone. Springing Rothenbusch for Wyatt Bailey with a little bit of room, and fires one off the pad of Austin White. A broken play turned into a chance for Bailey. Now back through the neutral zone, picking up the puck is Bailey from Rothenbusch. Skates it into the corner, peels away from a check. A backhand saucer pass is intercepted here. A little bit of room for Airdrie to get themselves out. Taniguchi winds, fires a hard shot on. Blocker to sign in the slot. Both teams still looking for it. Bouncing puck falls to Pickens. Pickens on his forehand. Not quite a shot lane available, so he'll dish it off for LeGrandier. Pulls away from the check. 15 seconds remaining. A centering pass into the slot. Scramble for it! And Bailey almost had it fall off his stick and into his own net. But instead, we'll play it off the glass and exit the zone. Less than 5 seconds to go here as Razin will pick it up through the neutral zone, send it down low. Bit of a collision at the neutral zone as Rothenbusch is involved. Oh, and now Hawk goes after Rothenbusch with his stick. I beg your pardon, that's Pickens who goes after his man. And now getting involved is Wyatt Bailey. A couple of whacks from both sides here. Arm is up from the official. Rothenbusch is being pulled aside here. We'll see how this shakes out. But just as the buzzer sound, fireworks ignite on the ice.
Well, Peyton Rothenbusch involved in the special jersey presentation to former Colts president Keith Klink as the second period began, with Gord Krebs making that announcement right down in front of us. And then for Peyton Rothenbusch, an eventful end to the period there as well, as he winds up getting knocked down there after the buzzer went. And we'll see if Airdrie gets the extra infraction out of that.
Yeah, we will definitely have to wait and see, as I don't think the timekeepers quite know yet. So we will let you know when we come back to recap that first 40 minutes of action here from the DMC. It is, of course, the charity game for the Mountain View Colts, all in support of the Rural Alberta Motorcycle Ride for Dad. We'll be back after a quick break. You're listening to Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM.